evening to all of my beautiful kings and queens out there. You're now tuning in to Talk with Dominique. I'm your host, Dominique, and welcome back where I talk love, sex, relationships, mental health, depression, and so much more exciting things on my radio podcast. For those who are tuning in for the very first time, welcome. For those who've been following me since day one, I greatly appreciate you for the positive love and feedback that you all have been giving us sister lately. Peace, love, and blessings, family. Welcome back. It's been a hot minute. I've been working. I had 2 days off. This was my second day off. How's everybody doing this beautiful Thursday? Me, I'm doing pretty good. I'm getting back to work tomorrow, but I just wanted to chit-chat with you guys because I really do miss you guys. And before we get into this radio episode, I want everybody to go ahead and pause this and go ahead and follow me on my Instagram at 101 Talk with Dominique. My page is private. Go to Addison Style at your back. Send over a DM and a message saying that you listen to this episode. And if you have any suggestions on what you think my next topic should be, go ahead and send over that message right now. And keep in mind, I do not respond to foolery or negativity, so keep that in mind as well. Also, yeah, it's been a minute, you guys, been a minute. And I have a lot to catch you guys up on. But before we do, go ahead and download that Spotify, type in Talking with Dominique. Today's radio episode is going to be about something very interesting. It's about the approach to polygamy. And for those who do not know what I do for a living, I am a sexologist, relationship coach, overcoming author, published model. And lately I've been talking about different things pertaining to life and things like that. So I want everybody to get more interested and familiar with me, with Queen and the Goddess, the spiritual healer. And yeah, I have my moments. I'm human. So yeah. So we're going to be talking about polygamy and reason why. Okay, before we get into polygamy, I want everybody to know what the polygamy is. Polygamy is basically you as a one source person that like multiple people. So you're not just fit for monogamy. Monogamy pretty much is fit for one person. And you just committed and you're loyal to one person. And the reason why I'm talking about this is because this is second, third time on YouTube that I have been seeing this. This is not my first time talking about this. I actually wrote a book as well. And we ain't gonna talk about that. Okay, that's a different story. But I just find that to be very interesting for me. To be a 30-something-year-old woman, I'm committed to one person, monogamously. I don't do polygamy. That's not my thing. For those who do that type of thing, more power to you. You know, it's a lot of a mindset. It's a lot that goes into that polygamy stage. And I was just looking at it. I thought it was very interesting that a man will have two women, you know, that's cool with being with one man. And it is like a power ego trip thing for a man that you have two. They were good looking women. Yes, they were good looking. He was a good looking dude. However, I don't condone juggling or being with multiple people. I find that to be very confusing. Now, to be honest with you, you know, you should get that out of your system when you're young. Should date multiple people when you're really young. A lot of people that's my age or above, I think I'm just on a different plateau of life. Just my standpoint of view, I feel as though it's not fitting for a grown-ass person now that you're in your 30s or 40s or something continuously doing that. A lot of people on that type of stuff. I know people that, you know, mentioned that they like type, they don't like the traditional, you know, monogamy, or they prefer dating multiple people, and they'd be okay with that. Me personally, I ain't gonna lie, I'd kill my man if he even think about doing some shit like that. I'm sorry. Me personally, it's a choice. It's not a given. It's not like you know, it's not a tradition of mine. It's not something I represent. That for more power to you if you feel like you on that type of, you know, game plan. I'm not going to fault nobody for what they do. Do you. Do what you got to do. But with me, I'm old school. I'm tradition. I feel as though I like and love one person. I'm committed. I'm loyal to the end. You know what I'm saying? And that's that. Juggling two men and all that, I couldn't. Can't do. Unless they was cool with that. If I was on that type of role, maybe if they were cool with that. And it's, you know, it's a very powerful thing for a woman to sit there and have two good-looking men that's okay with that. I know another woman that was on YouTube. She had a husband. She had a boyfriend. And they were both, I mean, they were all attractive. They wasn't ugly. And it's not about attractive or ugly at this point. It's about, are you okay with that? Are you okay with polygamy? And I'm not okay with that. It's not a thing that is normal. And maybe people say, yeah, well, you have a one-minded source of a brain that you're not going to open yourself up. I'm not going to. That's a choice, and it's not a given for me. I'm just saying I have a lot of respect for myself. I'm a queen. I'm a goddess. And I would like one king, not two kings. It don't work like that. God has not had multiple women. I don't see how the hell that works for anybody. But again, to each his own that does polygamy. To each his own. I just think that was a very interesting topic to talk about. And the fact that he's a grown man. And he's cool with that. I feel as though let's dig a little deeper with that. Because I feel like as though people have insecurity issues. I guess because they got in their heart broke back in the day. It's so many times in life that they kind of give up on love. So they find to have different multiple people to have a relationship with, so to speak, is to the comfort of saying, well, if they do well, we're comfortable with being cheated on, so to speak. And it's not normal to me, because I mean, I come in a life of a normalcy. I see, you know, now I'm only my grandparents. They married, they've been through hell and back, and they still have a foundation. They have a solid relationship. Although they went through the hell and back, but they didn't believe in no polygamy back then. Even with, you know, boyfriend or girlfriend, you know, what kind of it's a lot of foundation built on what you choose to build it on. I would love to have a special guest further talk about that situation. I might have to. About this is ridiculous. So as I was watching the episode on YouTube, as the guy was approaching a polygamy and how he feel as though it's a thing for him, is to where he can, it's kind of like of a pimping hoes on the street, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like that. But he said, yeah, I take care of my women, my two women, they was there, whatever. And I'm saying, damn, what kind of shit is this? You know, you take care of your women as if they were an object. That's not respectful. And then, you know, the interviewers asked the ladies, hey, were you cool with that? What's the lifestyle? Why do you like that lifestyle? One of his little girlfriends was like, you know, I agree with the lifestyle. I've been this lifestyle, and I've been, you know, and I found out to be very crass and very stupid, very, Now, I say I'm not knocking nobody's shit, though, but you can stay over there with that. I feel as though a woman and a man degrade themselves as individuals by doing that, because they feel like they're going the easy way out. And I wouldn't even call it polygamy. I'd call it playing the field, calling whatever. I get jealous. I'm sorry if I see my man, so to speak, with another woman. That's a normalcy for anybody. Even a man, I would suppose a man should get jealous of another man. That's like having a threesome. So let me ask y'all a question. So is this shit normal to where a man say, I want a threesome with two girls? So if a woman say it, it's a double standard. We want two men. The man say, hell no, I ain't fucking with that. That's a double standard. So this right here, not only is a power trip, but it's very degrading, and it's levels to this shit. It might be a part two of this situation, but I feel like it's disrespectful, not only for queens as women. I wouldn't even call them queens. I would call them whatever they are, because they degrade themselves. So, and they agree with the easy way out. Even the man agree, because he have childhood issues that he did not, you know, feather. He might have got his heart broken 1,000 fucking times. That's why he's it. People are like that in this world now. You get your heart broken 1,000 times and you feel like you want to take the easy way out and say, well, you know what? I don't want a polygamy relationship. I decide I want a relationship like that because it's the easy way out. It's, and he mentioned that it is, however, more women than men. It's a fact. It is a fact, but is it a choice? It's a choice that a matter that they want to be that way. I don't feel it's a choice for me. I wouldn't like that lifestyle. I'm committed. I'm loyal to the end to one fucking person. It ain't going to be multiple. It ain't going to be two. I felt like I did that when I was 18, 19 years old. Simple as that. To grow as a foundation, as a woman and queen, and have my king, and we go from there. Things happen to where you want it to happen. It's a choice and it's not a given. I don't feel like that is appropriate for any woman or any man say they like that. Unless they, you know, I'm like I said again, I'm not knocking. It's just my opinion. And but at this point, this will be a part two and I would like to have a special guest. However, I hope y'all enjoyed this segment. I missed you guys. I love you guys. And shit, I mean, I've been doing good for the most part. You know, at my moments or whatever. But I'm back. And shout out to everybody and shout out to Spotify as well for promoting my radio show. This is awesome. It's starting off the new year 2022 off right soon. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot more in store that I'm going to tell you guys. Till next universe and next time. I love you guys until next universe. And yeah, keep in mind, do y'all like it the polygamy way or do y'all like the monogamy way? Let me know. Hit me up. All right. Love you guys.